This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW. And joining me is Jonathan Raymond, who has written a really, really interesting new book called Wildflowers, A School Superintendent's Challenge to America. Jonathan is the past superintendent of Sacramento Unified School District and presently president of the Stewart Foundation. And he has a very unique perspective on how to make our schools better, particularly emphasizing equity and empathy. So, Jonathan, if you were talking to a new superintendent, what would be those words that you'd say, like, here's the vision we're looking at?
I'd say, Carol, first of all, congratulations. You've got the greatest job and most important job in America. You've got the hardest job in America, too. And you can make a difference for children. You can make a difference today. You need to be bold. You need to be courageous. You need to be thoughtful. You need to be a politician. You need to have really thick skin. Most important, you got to have a heart for kids.
A heart for kids. A lot of times the decisions that superintendents make are based on, we've done it this way. It's hard to change. I don't have the staff to do it. How do you get past those things?
You really need to have a sense of who you are and what you believe in. In other words, you have to have a set of values and a vision, and ultimately a shared vision, a vision that you've developed with your stakeholders. We're really good at strategies, the how. We're not so good at why are we doing this and what do we hope to accomplish and achieve. And when you have all that, it keeps you on course. It makes it a lot harder to get knocked off. And sure, when you're running a school district like Sacramento, we had 47,000 kids, 4,000 employees. A lot of stuff happens every day that you have to react to. So I understand that, and I get it. And you also need to stay on course and stay on focus on where you're going. A vision and having a purpose and living and leading that way helps to keep you straight and going in that direction.
So when we talk about having a vision, the vision, because I know you, and the vision is not moving a piece of paper on the superintendent's desk from the left side to the right side and making sure that everything is stacked up right. Your vision really is driven by going out and visiting schools, talking to kids, talking to teachers, talking to parents. And that's important, isn't it?
It's critical. I would tell folks, if you want to see me, don't come to my office because I'm not going to be there. Because I was out in the community. I was out in schools. I've told this story several times, Carol. When I went to Sacramento, I didn't go there to green schools or necessarily change the way we fed our kids. But when you're out in schools and you're meeting and talking to kids, things happen, right? And that's the thing about being a superintendent. You have power to make change. I was visiting a school in a second grade classroom when a student said, "Superintendent, why do we have styrofoam trays in our classrooms and in our cafeterias that take 50 years to break down in a landfill? My classmates and I bring our plates and flatware from home. What are you going to do about it?" Exactly. What are we going to do about it? Well, in that case, 3 months later, we had biodegradable trays. And that's my point. If you want to learn and you want to listen and to be able to lead, the answers and directions come from outside. The answers and directions come from in the community. And the only way you'll know is if you're out there listening and then being willing to challenge and ask questions. I was fortunate in a lot of ways that I didn't grow up in the education system. I came from the outside, so I just had different eyes. And it's important, not that my eyes are the only eyes, but it's important you use the eyes and tools that you have and that you also build a team and surround yourself with folks who can complement your skills, right? So that it's not a question of, yes, Mr. Superintendent, that's right, or your people are telling you what they think you want to hear. You need to know what you need to know and what you need to hear. Then that's the good and the bad and sometimes the ugly. But that's the only way change happens.
Let me remind you, this is Carol Kosovar looking at education on KALW. And joining me is Jonathan Raymond, who is the author of a new book, Wildflowers, A School Superintendent's Challenge to America. And I know, Jonathan, that one of the things that you really, really care about is communication and hearing what parents have to say and engaging parents, because they make a huge difference.
Parents are a school district's most important partner and a key part of our community. And it's not enough to engage, but how are we authentically engaging? And that means, are we really going out and meeting parents where we are? For instance, with the parent-teacher home visit project, are we going into our students' families' homes and really asking our parents, what are your hopes and dreams for young Johnny? And are we willing to listen and then do something about that? We need to design the way we engage authentically. In other words, make it real. And do it on our parents' terms, right? Think about our scheduling. Think about their scheduling. And do it in a way that enables partnership to really happen. And when you do that, you'll be surprised at the kind of support that you gain and that you are able to sustain. True change, lasting change, comes from the outside, meaning we can be as great as we can be as a school district and as a school and as a classroom. But if we really want to achieve what we're trying to achieve, which is really educating and developing our kids well and serving our communities and our neighborhoods, then we need to have that full support and authentically engage and empower our parents and our community.
So that includes things like not all parents speak English. How do you communicate? What kind of flyers do you send out? Do they look at text? Do they look at email? That sort of very nitty-gritty thing?
Absolutely. You need to know who your constituents and your community, right? So you're translating. You're holding meetings where a parent who is working two jobs is still able to attend. You're making it accessible and open for them, right? Again, meeting them on their terms. And that's really what I mean by empathy, right? And we don't really get to equity, that whole question of equity that people talk about today. I think we don't really get there until we talk about how are we addressing the needs of the whole child, right? The head, the heart, and the hands. And we don't even get to whole child if we're not talking whole family and whole community.
A lot of times people use that phrase. And when I first heard it used, whole child, I'm going like, What are they talking about? Is that a buzzword of some kind? So why don't you break it down just a little bit and maybe bring in the idea of community schools?
So let me start by saying that I'm a sports fan, right? Being from Boston, how could you not be? And I loved hockey growing up as a kid, and I loved watching Wayne Gretzky. What a natural talent. And toward the end of his career, in an interview, he was asked what made him so great. And he said, you know, most players skate to where the puck is, but I skate to where the puck is going to be. And I say that because that's what whole child education is. First of all, it's not anything new. And it's not an add-on. This goes back to the progressive educators at the turn of the century, John Dewey, who talked about that the real role of education was to prepare young people to be active, contributing members of their communities and of society, full participants in a just, humane democracy. So it was preparing them for all kinds of service. I like to call it, we are educating the head, the hands, and the heart, meaning we're preparing kids academically to be able to think, to inquire, to be curious and thoughtful and really detailed learners, lifelong learners and deep thinkers. That's really, really important. We're preparing them to know how to apply what they're learning and apply what they're learning to real world, real life, real community challenges and issues. And then I think all education comes from the heart, meaning we have to feel it, we have to believe it, we have to be emotional and passionate about it. And that's where empathy is. And that's this idea that we have to develop the ability to walk in other people's shoes, to understand differences, to appreciate differences, to celebrate the diversity that makes our country so great, and to recognize that not everyone comes from the same place. Not everyone has the same ideas. And we have to be able to fully embrace differences and diversity and other ideas and be willing to learn and to push and to challenge ourselves to become those kinds of thinkers that are able to then contribute to a just and humane society, the society that John Dewey and those progressive educators like Maria Montessori and Rudolf Steiner, you know, those really founded in then child and youth development, brains, you know, brain development, and now brain science, all support.
I'd really like to thank Jonathan Raymond for joining me, talking about the challenges and the vision for superintendents in America. As I mentioned, he has this new book, Wildflowers. I've taken a look at it, and take it from me, it's not one of those books about education that you have to have a dictionary next to you to understand it. It's written in clear language that you can understand. So take a look at it. This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW.